Hello everyone, it is Rory here at that Eurovision site, and today I'm joined by the fantastic Ewan here. How are you doing?
Absolutely fantastic. How about you?
I'm not too bad, a little bit tired as a result
Why
of,
are you so tired?
well, this is the reason because I've literally hot off the press just stepped off the plane back in Manchester after visiting Athens for Ethnikos Thelikos 2025. So in this video, we're going to be checking out all of the songs, like how we thought, what do we make of the winner, what do we make of the show. It's also kind of looking at like how other sort of Greek national finals compare to this as well. So there's a lot to get into here. So let's get started. So, first off, I mean, obviously, I was in the arena, or I say the arena, the Christmas Theater is what it was, which is a very poorly named, like, event space because it's not Christmas all the time, but strange anyway. Yeah, so there were 3,000 people that were invited to sit in to watch the selection happen, and we had 12 acts competing, and you know. Who came out on top? It was Klavdia with the song Asteromata. I guess just kind of looking at it, I mean, obviously we talked a little bit about this in the pre-discussion, but I mean, you know, Greece returning to a national selection for the first time since 2017 was a bit of a surprise. So I mean, watching it, how was it for you?
I mean, it's good. It's a lot more like slick, very well produced, which I wasn't expecting because you'll know from the national finals of old of Greece, they were. She was a messy bitch. Let's put it that way. It was chaos in the best possible way, and I mean this in the absolute best possible way. Greek national finals were fantastic. People make fun of the shopping center national final. It was the best of the
It
year.
stayed the test of time. People remember it now, you know?
Yeah, so I think because, but in those old ones, ERT or NERET at the time, or old ERT, were actually in charge. They like put it with, it was produced by Mad TV, which definitely gave it some like wacky, over the top, like amazing charm. But it was messy. But this time it was sleek, but there wasn't really much of a charm to it. It kind of just felt like through the motions for me, at least watching. I don't know how it was like in the theater itself, but it didn't really have that spark of Greekness. I mean, taking 53 minutes to actually before you actually get your first song, fantastic, amazing. That's like chaos. But yeah, I wanted a bit more oomph.
Yeah, start as you mean to go on kind of deal with that kind of craziness. You know, I was expecting at least some kind of nod to the international community that was watching the show because, you know, in previous selections, you know, we'd heard them, Despina Vandi sort of saying like, hello to all the international viewers, you know, this kind of thing. It was just making it really just like naff. But they didn't really do any of that this time around. Yeah, I think it is kind of your run-of-the-mill national selection kind of format. You know, we had two Eurovision like participants hosting the show. The previous act had come on to do a reprise, then they had the songs, then they chose. So like it was quite Eurovision by numbers, to be honest. I'm not saying that that was a bad thing, because obviously, I mean, you know, it's their first proper national selection in like 8 years. So of course they have to kind of get the ball rolling again on it. But saying that, I don't know, I kind of get what you mean. Like you kind of want a little bit of character to it. And there wasn't that much in it, other than just randomly surprising Helena Paparizou on her birthday, you know, just with like random cake in the middle of the show, just like, okay, here you go. So yeah, so that was kind of an interesting thing. But yeah, I mean, you know, looking at the stage of everything, I mean, it was quite a small stage compared to like the grandiose number of people that were invited to go into the show, like as an audience members. Do you think that the size of the stage might have impacted things a little bit? Because I mean, it didn't really help a lot of people show their true potential, I feel like.
In a way, I like this for national finals because some national finals where everything is like good to go, this is a slick production. What you're seeing here is exactly what you're getting on the Eurovision stage. Then yeah, go big. Let's face it, what we were getting on the Ethnikos Telikos stage was definitely going to be like altered, changed, revamped with a hell of a lot more budget. So the
Yeah.
fact that they're just not pretending as if this is going to be Eurovision ready and just going for something a lot more smaller, I think works a bit better than other national finals should possibly consider adopting that, because it meant you were focusing more on the songs. Because I thought for these songs, the all tw like all 12 songs, even the ones I absolutely detest, sounded a lot better than they did in the recordings. I think the recordings were very flat, even the ones that I did like. So this way, it was showcasing a lot more of the songs itself, so that the audience and the voters really could actually assess it, rather than all of like the choreography with a big production. So I think for this, for Greece, this worked.
Yeah, definitely. I think, like, in a way, I think they also need to sort of build up to having one of these big selections, you know, where they want it to be Eurovision ready sort of straight off the bat, you know. This gives them a lot more room to play with in terms for like how they want to stage a certain song or like, because, for example, like there are how many, like 4 or 5 different songs that were basically just like dance break, you know, like Chanel copies, if you know what I mean. But if anything, it was better because they were strategically placed far away from each other, that they weren't all like one after the other after the other, which I think is kind of good because, you know, it also kind of showed a little bit more of the diversity as well within the Greek music scene, which is definitely something that we need to talk
See, I
about.
would disagree that with the stage, with the way it split up, because I thought that was too heavy on the second half of the performances. Because it was like
Well,
all the
yeah.
men, all the slow stuff at the start, and then it sort of like it got loud. I would have preferred something a little bit more spread out.
Yeah. I mean, I think it was kind of a little bit awkward to put what ended up being the top three all right next to each other. I do think that was a bit kind of a, not to say a strategic move, but I don't know, it just seemed a little bit okay, like these were the golden spots of what the show would have been like, you know. But I think the show still had a good flow to it, you know. I mean, people were very much enjoying the show, you know, they were clapping along, they were dancing for Odyssey. Odyssey was the one that really surprised me in terms of the audience reaction because there were people who gave it a standing ovation at the end of the song. You probably didn't see it on the TV, but like in the theater, there were people who were getting up out of their seats, dancing, doing horas. Like, and then giving it a standing ovation when it finished. And that kind of shocked me a little bit because to me, I said this while I was live tweeting from the arena. They kind of are like Twin Melody, but if Twin Melody were a little bit more talented. But I don't know if that's a
I
particularly
think little is the understatement of the year.
a good. Okay, so no Sayonara fan you are then.
No, they were dramatically better than Twin
Than Twin
Melody.
Melody. Yeah, fair. But yeah, no, I think overall the quality of the show went was pretty good, you know. And of course as well, we had Helena and Sakis also hosting the show and also of course performing the first thing off being a Waterloo remix. I thought we had left those back in 2024, but apparently Greece was a little bit late to the party. So that was must have been fun to watch on the TV and just sort of seeing like, oh my God, what the hell?
I think that you could hear the collective groan from the entire fandom.
I mean, yeah. I mean, in Greece though, they were enjoying it. All the people there, they were like, oh my God, what? And they were trying to sing along, but I don't think they knew all the words. Yeah, but then obviously then when we had everyone like doing their own thing, like Sakis doing, you know, his 2009 and 2004 songs, and then also Helena doing 2001 and 2005. I think it was like a nice kind of just tribute. I mean, of course they're going to milk them for everything that they've got. You know, they're going to make sure that they have the money, but yeah, I think like it's an okay show. It was a slick show. And what can I say? You know, like it was put on very well for Greece anyway. You know, if we were talking about like Portugal, this would be a completely different story. But like for Greece, this is quite good, which makes it sound like we're taking the piss out of Greece, but we're not. We're saying this with love, aren't we? So yeah, looking at like the results then, obviously the top three that we had were Barb's Evangelia and eventual winner Clavdia. So I mean, what did you make of those top three? You know, what was your expectations sort of met, or were you kind of surprised?
I mean, well, I wouldn't. It was a bit of a stretch calling that the top three when it was like it's the two horse race with 2 points between them, and then Barb's away and way, way down in third place. I was a bit disappointed in terms of the diversity. I would have liked some a little bit more difference in the top three, because I was quite disappointed in Valley. I did expect it to give a little bit more, but Evangelia was like the epitome of Go Girl, Give Us Nothing. And I think
Interesting.
if you were to discount any of the from the top three, Evangelita did not deserve to be there. She was there entirely on name. If you wanted some more girly pops, Dina Mace. If you wanted something else, there were lots of other things definitely worthy and gave a better performance than that. So yeah. I mean, it wasn't really surprising the three that did come up though, did it?
I think Barb's was kind of a surprise, I think. I don't think a lot of people counted Barb's as being like a potential top three placement, but you are right in saying that it was literally just down to Clavdia versus Evangelia. Because obviously, you know, she has been a rumored name for so long, and this is her time, she can finally do it, and then all of a sudden, then this person comes out of nowhere and just completely wins everything. And I mean, you know, I personally also would have liked to have like at least some like better placements for like the men in there. Like obviously Christophoros, wait, sorry. Chris is it Christopher? Christopher, yeah. Christopher.
Konstantinos Christoforou
Constant,
and
that's
Kostas
it.
Kanafotis.
Yeah, that one. Paradisos. I think that should have done a bit better. I think that was really staged quite well. I also think Yimou probably should have been better, should have been higher up as well. And I know you were a big fan of that as well.
Although I think it performing third and the second half being so stacked, it made sense why Himu did as badly as it did. Yeah, for Paradisus, only getting 13 points and coming eighth.
Yeah.
Wild.
Especially when these are two big, like heavy hitters in the Greek scene. Like, you know, it's kind of a surprise. But
Although the
overall,
biggest surprise was like Elevator being it.
well, seventh in the end, that was, wasn't it? So it's kind of an interesting shout from that. I think it was, it's also kind of a surprise for us, for it doing that well, given that, like, I think we can basically kind of just give a little bit of a taste. But I mean, this came what, third last in our collective rankings, if not even second last or something. But
It was the last place for five people and in the bottom three for everyone bar two.
yeah, so to say that that managed to get seventh place was kind of a surprise as well. I can definitely say that. But yeah, I think it was an interesting show. And I mean, okay, let's talk about the winner then, Asteromata. This was a moment in the arena, like genuinely, everyone was dead quiet where she started off a cappella and then slowly built in. And then when it hits the kind of the red lighting, and then you can see the kind of the shell or the curve that was made from the dancers. People like were shocked. They were like, oh my God, you know? And I think it's a good song. I think I kind of remarked to a friend yesterday about it. It to me, it kind of sounds like a bit like it harks back to the types of like Olo tou kosmos a elpida and Ellada tou choro tou fotos, right? That's, you know, 1990s, you know, Greek ballad kind of style. But in a modern way. And I think that could put them in good stead because I don't think many other songs are going to sound like this when we get to Basel. I mean, what do you think?
I definitely agree, like we're not really going to get much that sounds like that. But I think harking back to that time, it didn't really work well for Greece, and that was in the time of like ethno ballads. I don't, when Greece does a ballad like this, it never really seems to pay off, I feel, because it it the It's I don't dislike the song. It's for me, it's just there. It's trying too hard to be like soft and intimate and also big and momentous and trying to gel them together. And I don't think it fully works, and it needs a revamp going more into one of those directions than the other. Do you get what I'm saying? Because it like the chorus, it's like it's trying to have this big moment, but also be, the way she's singing is very intimate, and it's just I don't think it's working. In a televote-only semi-final, where Greek ballads are not very well received.
Yeah, I can see where you're coming from in that sense, but then I also raise you Grito, because Grito had the kind of a similar thing. It started off a cappella and then it slowly swelled into this huge thing, and then it cut off to be this really
But
quiet.
that's what but that with Grito there is a transition between it. But I feel like those two moments are happening at the same time. Like when you think of it, the chorus, she's trying to sing intimate, but the backing track is not giving that. The backing track is too. So I think Grito, if they're going to revamp, if they were, they've not said they're going to revamp it. Hopefully they do. But going in the direction of that would be much better way to handle it.
No, definitely. I think that's a good it's a good suggestion. I think overall, I mean, I really like the song. For now, it's my currently my second place out of the four songs that we have, which obviously doesn't say much because it's only just four songs. You know, we're only very early into the season. But you know,
But if the four songs, though, in that half of that semi final, we do already have Dobrodošli.
true.
And you've got a big Balkan ballad. It's kind of overshooting the not as phenomenal Balkan ballad. And yes, Eurofans always discount ballads in the semi finals, particularly with the televote, but it's 100% televote. It's I do worry that it's not going to qualify without
It could
some.
split the vote, yeah.
Yeah. Oh no, I don't think split the vote. I mean, Dobrodošli is decimating it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well,
Because never underestimate the power of a Balkan ballad.
that is very true,
Yeah,
but
and I think Nina
yeah.
Zizic will be able is going to outshine it.
But we'll find out in May time, won't we? Jesus. But I mean, it's going to be a tough, it is a tough se like semi split. Now that I keep forgetting that we have the semi splits now, so we can actually fully go like deep analyzing a lot of this stuff. I think it stands more of a chance. I'm going to be more optimistic about it. I think Greece has a bit, has more of a tendency to appeal to a wider audience than Dobrodošli. I think, you know, like as good as a song as Dobrodošli is, I think this will, because it has more of a flavor to it and a more of a sound to it, whereas like with Dobrodošli, it sounds a little bit more palatable to the masses, or maybe a little less ethnically influenced, if you, for the less for lack of a better term. But I mean, again, we only have four songs, so we don't know what else it's going up against right now. So it could be, and also depending on the running order as well, of course, you know, we don't know how close these ballads are going to be put next to each other, and also what other songs are going to be up against it as well, like I said. So we'll just have to see. We'll see. But I'm excited to see what Greece brings, because obviously, you know, coming off the back of Marina Sati, who also performed last night. Oh, I loved every single second of that performance. I think it should come as no surprise to people here that I love Marina Sati. Marina Sati, step on me, please. I would have no problem with that. Okay. And I'd say that for very few women. So.
Okay. So in your seat, did you were you able to like take in the horrific lip syncing?
Yes, very much so. Like, it was
Marina,
very
I love you.
obvious.
Like, but it was a
Yeah.
great performance, but oh my God, the lip syncing was
I mean, it
dreadful.
wasn't just her. It was like,
Oh no, the whole of them, but I think she stood out as probably the worst of the lip syncers.
yeah, I think she's probably not been as used to singing, well, lip syncing as much. But I mean, the main offender, though, I think was Saki. This, like, within the first seconds of his performance of Waterloo, like, he was not, like, the way that his mic was compared to the rest of his voice, that was not the same. Like, you would not be able to replicate that that vocal. But
I think the worst one wasn't actually it wasn't Greek. Sorry, it wasn't Sakis. It was the other competitor. It was Mr. Theo Evan.
yes, that is also very true. I
It was definitely a performance.
It was. And again, I have a little bit confused about overall this performance because mostly for the sake of the outfits, because I was absolutely bewildered by the choices of outfits, A, from the dancers and also just Theo himself. We get it, you are a theater child, but we need a little bit more live vocals, please. This is not a musicale. This is a singing competition, you know what I mean? So yeah, I'm nervous to find out what this song's now gonna be like from Theo. Hopefully
I'm
it'll be
also
some.
confused. Why would you not sing your own song to promote yourself as a musician? Fair enough if you were already well established in the Greek music se sector,
Yeah.
but you're not. You're an unheard of random American. Like,
Yeah,
yeah.
no. It's true. It's very, very, very true. I mean, but that's the thing. I mean, even for example, Czechia is, I mean, at the time of recording this, Czechia's Adonis is about to perform his song
The
as an
acoustic
acoustic
version.
version in Malta's semi-final on Tuesday. So why would they not try to tease the song here? And again, it would also just bring more people into listening, into seeing it, and generate more hype. So
I do love that we're going back to this era of Eurovision. We're actually like having different competitors participate in other national
oh,
finals.
it's great. I
Like,
missed
and
it.
the fact that, obviously this isn't the topic of this is Greece, but the fact that we are having Czechia present their song in another national final, a la oh
Vidbir.
God, Aliona
Oh,
Lanskaya. You remember when she presented her song randomly in the middle of the Romanian
yes, I do. Yes,
national
Alea, 2013.
final? Before the Belarusians even heard it. So yeah, the fact that we're getting this like era again, love it.
I think it's fantastic. I, even if it's a case that Theo Evan is not even singing his own song, but you know, that's a story for another time. So yeah.
Maybe it's going to be good that he didn't sing his own song.
I'm wishful thinking, maybe. Yeah, I think, you know, is it, I think for the most part, that's everything that we need to talk about here. But is there anything else that you think that we haven't talked about that you think, you know, you need to get an opinion out on this?
Yeah, I need Greece national final every year.
Oh yeah, to be honest, it's been nice to actually really get a sense for like the Greek music scene as a wider thing rather than ERT just like just chucking someone and just hoping for the best, you know what I mean? And I mean a lot of people have also been seeing from like the circles that I'm involved in, a lot of them don't had never watched a Greek selection before, so for them it was quite exciting. So it was like, oh okay, well what's on offer here? I don't know whether or not they thought it was good or not, but it's something extra, and it's just and something else to add to the fun that is Eurovision, you know. And another quick one from me, just before we finish. This is a call out to the Greek press because oh my God, right? So this is some backstage gossip from Rory here at TS. I was getting a taxi at the end of the show, so obviously the show's finished, and you know, I've scrambled to the stage to pick up some extra bits of confetti. So this is the confetti that rained down after Klavdia won the show. And I would try to get an interview with Klavdia. She was not doing anything in English. It was just a joint press conference with everyone just in Greek. And it was a lot, right? So she goes home. Everyone else just does their little interviews and it's fine. So I'm waiting for my taxi. And as I'm waiting for my taxi, I see press hanging out like the front, like the back gate of the theater. And I'm thinking, okay, well, what is this? And so they're obviously must be talking to one of the, maybe it was Klavdia or something like that. So I was like, okay, well, she's going to be there again. Turns out, no, it's Sakis Rouvas. But Sakis Rouvas is like driving his own car and he's just like having a good old time being like, yeah, okay, and if you don't get out of the way, I will just run you over. Like, he just starts driving and they end up having to like pull back. Because bear in mind, this is in the middle of the road here, like that we're talking. So, yeah, that was an interesting end to the day. Like, Greece just never changed. I love this. It's just so good. Oh God. Anyway, on that bombshell, we should probably end things off here. So, yes, thank you so much for watching this sort of post national final discussion. Obviously, me and Ewan will be here to dissect all of our other thoughts. So, you know, let us know what you think about about our opinions. You know, do you agree with them? Do you not agree with them? Let us know in the comments section down below. Please do also subscribe. Hit the notification bell so you know when we release a new video. And also follow us on our social media at That Your Site. We're pretty much everywhere that you need us to be. ThatYourVisionSite.com is also our website. So please do check us out over there. Also, check out the podcast as well on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at That Your Podcast. And also just follow it on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, wherever you get your podcasts. Just stream it, please, please do. Other than that, I think that's about it. So, shall we say goodbye?
Bye.
Bye.